Hi. Oh, what's wrong? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. You've just been waiting, waiting for me to tell you when you can come. Oh, such a good boy. You're being such a good boy for Miss. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I left you that way. Have you been edging for me? Have you been edging every day? Wondering when Miss is gonna let you come? I think maybe you're ready for a release. But I'm gonna let you choose, okay? I think it would be fun if it would be fun if you just ruined it for me. That would give you a release. It would release your balls from all of the cum that's been building up, but it wouldn't really ruin the game. You would still be denying your full orgasm for me. But I understand if that seems too difficult, or if you've never ruined an orgasm before and you're scared. But, I mean, I'm right here. I can talk you through it. I promise it's gonna be okay. And I really wish they would rename it something else, you know? I think, ruined orgasm sounds so bad. It's not bad. It just lets you keep going. Your body releases the semen that it needs to release, but your brain doesn't feel like you've come. You don't get that full sensation. So maybe that sounds bad. But you also don't have the same full refractory period that you normally would after an orgasm. You know, that period of time when your brain just can't really think at all. You're tired. Your cock gets soft. That doesn't really happen after a ruin. You don't feel like you got to come, but you saw come out. It's really a mind fuck, but in the most beautiful way. So if you're interested, I can talk you through it. We're gonna start edging, but it's not gonna take you very long because you've been edging for so long for me, haven't you? I just want to see that cock just dripping with pre-cum. Take some of that pre-cum, rub it over the head of your cock. Just tease yourself like that for me, baby. Good boy. Oh, such a good boy. Yeah, I love that. Oh, I love watching you stroke your cock for Miss. Oh, you know whose cock it is, right? That's right. Say it. Yeah, it's mine. Aren't you happy that I get to play with your cock? Are you happy when Miss lets you stroke her cock? Yeah? Keep stroking it, baby. I need you to get there. Oh, might be scary to get there. Because you know, when you get there, you have to ruin it. Keep stroking. Keep stroking. Keep stroking faster. Good boy. Good boy. You're such a good boy for Miss. Keep edging. Okay. When you feel it start to build, as soon as you start to come, let go of your cock. You should come, but it shouldn't really spurt out too much. It's okay if it spurts out a little bit, but it shouldn't be as strong as a full orgasm would be. If it is, it's okay. You just didn't do it right. You gave yourself a full orgasm instead. And if you did, it's okay. We'll just try again. But you have to tell Miss if you didn't do it right. Okay? That way she knows that you just need more training. But if you were able to, and the cum just kind of spilled out from your cock, but you stayed hard, then you're still, oh, you're still denied, and you're still my good boy. Oh, you get as many edges as you can handle after that, which I don't think will be too many. You might just want to go to sleep with my hard denied cock. But I understand if it's been too many days. Oh, Miss is getting tired. I understand if it's been too many days of me denying you. Too many days of edging and you just need to come. That's okay too. I want us to play at your pace, baby. I don't want to push you. So if you need to come, you can come. But I'll leave it up to you, okay? You just have to let me know what you decided to do. And then I know how we can continue playing. Okay? Such a good boy. I hope you ruin it.